Wednesday, May the 12th, and this is your morning briefing from The Economist. Coming up, fighting escalates in Israel and Gaza and petrol shortages in America. First, the world in brief. The UN envoy to the Middle East warned that fighting between Israelis and Palestinians was, quote, escalating towards a full-scale war. Israel conducted airstrikes in Gaza, killing at least 35 Palestinians, in response to Hamas and Islamic Jihad firing hundreds of rockets towards southern Israel and Tel Aviv. Five Israelis were killed in the exchange, which started after Israeli police raided Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem to suppress a protest against the expulsion of Palestinian families. Street violence is spreading within Israeli cities with mixed Arab and Jewish populations. The UN Security Council is to hold an emergency meeting today. Georgia, South Carolina, and Virginia declared a state of emergency after petrol prices rose and some stations ran dry in America's southeast. On Friday, a hacking attack closed the country's biggest fuel pipeline, sparking panic buying. The hackers, who locked Colonial Pipeline's computers, said they wanted to, quote, make money. Colonial Pipeline said it expects to restore full operations by the end of the week. 7 teenagers and 2 adults were killed in a school shooting in Kazan, the capital of Tatarstan, a predominantly Muslim republic within Russia. At least 20 others, mostly children, were injured. A 19-year-old suspect is being held. No motive is currently known. In response, a Kremlin spokesperson announced that Vladimir Putin, the president, will impose stricter gun laws. The British government's ambition to, quote, build back better following the pandemic was clarified in a speech given by the Queen detailing its legislative agenda. 30 laws were proposed, with a particular focus on improving infrastructure, enhancing the powers of the security forces, and introducing voter ID for future elections. The Spanish government passed a decree giving food delivery companies 90 days to employ their riders as employees, implementing a Supreme Court decision from last year. Uber, a food delivery giant, said the regulation would hurt workers. It is one of the first such laws in Europe, though the European Commission opened a public consultation on the issue in February. Apple is being sued in Britain over claims it overcharged nearly 20 million customers for App Store purchases, only a week after the opening of a trial in California brought by Epic Games, a video game developer. Both lawsuits allege that the tech giant exploits developers' dependence on its App Store for access to iPhones to charge a commission of up to 30% on every purchase users make. Apple calls the allegations, quote, meritless. President Juan Orlando Hernandez said Honduras could open a first trade office in China to hasten the delivery of COVID-19 vaccines. Hondurans are confronting a second wave with only 0.3% vaccinated. Honduras is among a few Latin American countries that still recognizes Taiwan in favor of mainland China. This is a barely veiled attempt to press America into helping first. And fact of the day. More than 90% of China's cosmetic surgery patients are under 25, and 85% are female.